What's up? It's us again. It's Tuesday. Just put up the show about Samuel Little earlier. Hopefully you guys are enjoying that. The weird thing is that I got a message like not too long after we put it up and said, holy crap, like what fortuitous timing this was, because apparently the Oxygen Network is either just released or is going to be releasing this week like a documentary about him. And I'm like, holy crap, I didn't even know that. It's like, we always, like, stumble into this kind of shit. Because remember, like, when we did the show about Steven Seagal? And somebody messaged me and said, oh, it's, like, really interesting you're doing that this week because it's, like, his birthday this week or something like that. I'm like, I didn't even know that. I just, like, accidentally. Well, like, because I was switching shit around on the schedule. And I'm like, yeah, let's do that this week. Why not?
Well, it's because I'm involved in it.
Because you got, like, psychic powers.
I got
powers.
That damn quantum computation. Shit, I put my face in the damn microphone. I got that quantum computation going on, that supercomputer.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Because
I just do shit, and it's just the force.
It must be me that has it, because I'm the one that decides, like, what topics we do what week. I have, like, the whole year, like.
But I said it, though, and that put it in the randomizer, and it came out because I even was able to compute the random events on a quantum level.
That's something else.
That's how it happens, man. Yeah.
He's tuned in to the, like,
tuned in. You can't
the crustal sphere, the crustal verse, the larger, the larger gestalt of the whole.
That's weird, man. Did you hear the door? Door vibrated.
Yeah, every time, like, it always does that.
Yeah, okay.
There's all kind of shit going on.
Okay.
But yeah, so what are we going to talk about today? Okay, like last night on Netflix, you guys probably know this by now because we talked so much about fucking Tiger King and everybody's like talking about Tiger King.
Yeah.
So they put up the new episode. It's not really a new episode, but
it's
they
just
put
an
up like an update about it. They had like Joel McHale, who used to be on, I think he's been on Talk Soup or something like that. And he's like from his apartment, obviously, because everyone's on lockdown still. And he interviewed like a bunch of the people that had been on the show, like kind of asking them what the update was, like since the show had went, like how they were dealing with everyone being like recognizing them everywhere and shit like that. It was pretty entertaining. It's funny because he asked pretty much every single one, do you think that Joe should be in jail? And all of them were like, oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, just the guy who lost his arm, or the girl who lost her arm, you know, she said she doesn't care what you
Yeah,
what you
well,
call
he's
it.
Transgender, but because they asked, they're like, well, they kept asked, referring to you as a girl in the show, even though you identify as a man, and she's like, well, she's like, it didn't really bother me that much. She's like, well, whatever. He's like, whatever.
She said that she thought justice was served. The way I interpreted that
he seemed like he was trying to be very diplomatic about it, because he seemed to like Joe okay, but he's like, you know, my loyalty is always to the Tigers.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even get upset that the fucking tiger bit his arm off.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that about that show that stuck with me, having worked with animals myself, you know, in the horse business. When the guy who actually produced the damn documentary said that Joe was terrified of those tigers, it started to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, that was an interesting revelation, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was having other people do all that shit. He was terrified of them fucking things, and I was going like, because looking back on it, he did act kind of fucking terrified around, especially when that one grabbed his fucking foot.
Yeah, that was crazy.
He overreacted a little bit, I think. Although, shit, what do you do?
Well, yeah.
I probably would have kicked it in the fucking face, but how would that tiger have reacted by striking back? Probably.
Yeah, because so maybe like, don't kick next me, you tiny little.
And then when it
meat
came
stick.
When it came out that he had fucking executed, was it 5 or 6 totally healthy tigers, but just because he needed cage space, it started to fucking click.
Yeah, and like, a couple of them said that
like,
too.
Yeah,
that they had seen him do that.
There was weird shit that went down like that in the horse business. I ain't mentioning no names, but just sometimes horses were put down because of financial problems. You know what I mean? It's very hard to give away a horse, especially during the time all that stuff was going on. The only people that could take it are people who are equipped to take care of a horse. And they were fucking filled up. This is during the collapse of the horse industry.
Yeah.
A lot of horses just, they no longer had owners. And the barns can't keep them. You know what I mean? They're not going to feed them. You can't give them away.
Yeah.
And you can't give them to a random person living in an apartment. What are they going to do with them? They don't have money.
Can't fit a horse in an apartment, tip.
So there were, horses were put down. But it was kind of understandable. And they're not endangered. That's
Yeah, that's a little bit different. I'm not saying that's good either, and that makes me sad too. But it's like horses aren't an endangered species.
That you just can't give horses away.
Yeah,
that's a big problem because people have tried that. You give a horse to somebody, and the next thing you know, you go back 3 months later to check on that horse, and that horse is just skin and bones, starving to death because the person can't feed the fucking horse.
Yeah,
it's expensive.
They eat a lot. So they're big.
Yeah, so. Unfortunately, that shit goes down. But to have that go down in the tiger industry, that's a fucking... I'm just not cool with that at all.
Unforgivable. There's so few tigers left in the wild.
And there's no wild for them to really go back to. I understand that. But a cat is very different. A big cat is very different from a horse. Just in intellect and you know, actually, a horse might be as intelligent. I don't think cats are too, you know, they don't really figure things out, but I do believe that big cats kind of have a feeling of consciousness more than a horse. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
A cat's intelligence is a little bit more person-like compared to a horse. A horse is a herd animal. Horses are creatures, you know what I mean? You never want them, any creature to suffer needlessly, you know? Very rarely does an animal need to suffer. But what I was just saying was, is like cats, I think, have a more of a presence to them than horses a lot of times.
Well, like you said, it might be the difference between them, horses being herd animals, and cats being generally
kind of a fucking independent kind of
independent hunters. And although they do live in social groups, but
yeah, but then they ended up being a little more dog like. Like lions are kind of dog like. Cats are kind of, or tigers seem to be less dog like and more man like in a way. You know what I mean?
They
feel like you're dealing with an individual.
Well, and several of the people,
like a house cat.
Yeah, like when they talked to a lot of Joe's former employees, like on this particular special where he was interviewing them, you know, a lot of them said that all of the tigers, just like house cats, they have their own personalities and, you know, they have their own way of doing things. So,
and they can have a relationship with you.
Yeah, and it really came across because obviously they're not going to interview. I think. Everybody they interviewed for this follow-up was, like, you know, the more likable people, like, the normal people, on the fucking show. Other than Jeff Lowe, like, but he was the less weird of the weirdos. I mean, yes, he has a wife and a bunch of other girlfriends and what, I don't know. He wasn't
that's
the
their
cult.
Thing, though.
That's their thing. It's, like, none of my business. That's not the cult leader guy, like, that Jeff Antle, that's that other dude. But, you know, and every single one of them, even though some of them disagreed with each other and disagreed with, like, you know, what was said, like, on the thing, most of them seemed to be of the same opinion that the tigers were the main priority and also that Joe Exotic was kind of a piece of shit and deserved to be where he was. Yeah. It's weird because they only asked one of them, Jeff Lowe and his wife. They only asked them if they thought that Carol had killed her husband. And they said abso-fucking-lutely. Yeah. But I don't think he asked any of the other ones.
Yeah.
He asked them mostly things that were, like, personal to them. Interestingly, at least one of them has had their teeth fixed in the interim.
Yeah.
But it was like really interesting. And when you were saying about horses, you know, the producer guy who they interviewed
he
saw him kill a horse. Like, he's like this fucking like little old lady like brought this horse to Joe Exotic's park.
That had to have been around here, huh?
Florida? Maybe, yeah. And it was like she couldn't take care of it anymore. It's like, please, you have so much room. It's like, can you please take care of it and all this other kind of stuff. And, you know, he's like, and Joe was like, oh, of course. I'll take care of this horse. It's like the lady had no sooner left because she was like crying and shit. Yeah. And she no sooner left than Joe fucking shot the horse and then they cut it up and fed it to the tigers.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't take care of nobody's pets.
Yeah.
You know, which it's just a fucking tale. I guarantee you that happened around 2010, 2011, during the collapse of the fucking horse industry around here.
Might have, yeah. Everybody lost their jobs.
Everybody lost their jobs, and they couldn't take care of these horses. All these barns just fucking fell apart.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were just abandoned horses everywhere. And most of them starving. But to the lie to the woman... that you're going to take care of the damn horse.
And then, like, be all nice about it. Like, oh, of course, I'll take care of the horse. Because, like, the woman was really upset and stuff. Right. And the producer and the producer guy was like, no sooner had the woman like left the property than he just like pulled a gun from his holster and shot the woman.
I mean, that's better than the horse just starving to death.
But still,
because that's eventually what happened to a lot of those horses. They were starved, and then the vet came out and put them down. That's usually what happened to a lot of them. But to lie to the woman about it.
Yeah, that's awful. Like, why would you do
that? The only thing that he could have done worse is just release the fucking horse alive into one of those cages, which some guys would have done that.
Yeah, but that's like, that's like another level of fucked up. Some dudes would have done that, But yeah, so, you know, if you really wanted to see, like, what happened with all the follow-up people, like, on Tiger King and stuff, like, a lot of the questions that he asked were, like, kind of jokey, but it was still pretty interesting. I think, like, the producer guy, the one that worked for Inside Edition, I can't remember what his name is, but they saved him for last because he clearly was the best one. Well, he was the best one in the regular show, too. Like, he seemed to have the most insight about it because he was there for a long time and he lived there and was filming all of this shit. So he saw some messed up. And he was, like, the most articulate about explaining all of it.
I've had a couple of you people ask me about Joe Exotic over Facebook and shit. And, you know, I was abrupt back then. I was like, no, fuck that dude. Yeah, don't take it the wrong way. I didn't know he was as bad as that. But what I saw, having an experience in the horse industry, from what I saw, I pretty much knew what I was dealing with. I just didn't realize he was that bad. I thought one of the things that he was doing was kittens are born in those zoos. Yeah. They can't take care of them all. So what they'll do is they'll turn them into like petting exhibits. They'll put them on a damn bus, you know, rent a bus, and then they drive the shit around. People can come into the bus and pet the fucking tiger.
Yeah.
The pet tigers. They do that for a few months until they're too big, and then they gas them.
Yeah.
And put the baby tigers down, which I think is despicable.
That is despicable.
Yeah. But you got to look, man. There aren't very many tigers in the wild, and there isn't much wild left. If you have a bunch of these tigers, these cats, and you can't afford to keep them all, you should go in there and neuter those things and have a very small, small breeding population that you control.
Yeah, it seems like that would be the easiest thing to do.
Than to go out there and let these things have kittens and then kill the kittens.
Because that's fucked. Who the fuck
but
does
But these guys
that
are crooks, you know? And they're like cults. They're trying to make every... I can kind of understand it. They have to make as much money as possible to feed the damn tigers that they have.
Yeah, that's not cheap. I get that.
They can't even really pay the employees that they have. So I see the temptation. And then they're selling kittens. I knew the dude was selling the kittens.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Seemed like he was just on the grift. He's going to get as much money as possible doing whatever possible, legal or not.
It's just a weird situation because if you call the authorities come in there and kill every one of those cats.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like a no-win situation. Yeah. And it's like, interestingly, like watching this, like the more I found out about Joe Exotic, and like I said, I know that there was like a longer, like a several part like podcast that was like that came out like a few years before this documentary, and I haven't listened to that yet. But just from like researching about it, there was a lot of bad shit about him that they didn't really even mention in the documentary, the Netflix one, or they just kind of like skimmed over. So seeing this was kind of like a little more eye opening because, you know, if you just watch the documentary and it's like he doesn't seem like a good guy, but he doesn't seem quite as bad as he apparently really is. Like, they made him look a little bit better, I thought.
What he did to the chimps was pretty fucking bad, too. That's, just kept them locked up and they never even could fucking even hang out with each other.
Yeah, that's messed up. That's like doing that to, like, children.
Yeah,
He's living
in a cage now, so now he knows what that's like.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
They shouldn't let him. 22 years, I think, is pretty steep for what he did. I think he needs to do more time. You know what I mean? I can understand maybe 5-6 years.
Although the one guy, like the long-haired blonde guy, he was the first one they interviewed, he's basically like, yeah, he's going to die in there and fuck him. That's pretty much what he said.
I don't think so. I think he
probably won't. He'll probably get out.
I think he'll be out in about 4 or 5 years. That's what I think.
Yeah, because that, like you said, that does seem... I mean, he did fucked up shit, but what he got charged with, he didn't kill anybody.
He just solicited,
which is bad.
But he was so dumb, he was doing that in public like it wasn't even...
It wasn't even against the law.
Like it wasn't even against the law that it was a joke.
Right.
You know?
It's like, you can't really get away with that kind of shit.
No.
No.
But that's some stupid shit because...
That is very stupid.
What you can do is you see one dude joking about killing her, and if you don't like that person, have something to gain for it, you can go and kill that person, and Joe would get blamed.
That's what I mean. So even if you didn't
understand
do
what
it,
he's thinking, even you don't if let you other people know what you're fucking thinking.
Yeah,
that's something I learned. You don't let other people really know what you're thinking, because an enemy will find some angle to come at you with if they know shit about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I said, if anything had happened to her, then that would be the first person he'd made fucking all those videos, like blaming her, like shooting her in the face, and
yeah,
like, you know,
that's
doing all that
other setting yourself up for a fucking fall.
Yeah, that's dumb as hell.
Dumb.
He doesn't really seem like the brightest crayon in the
world. He was dumb. I think he's dumb guy and cowardly. Turned out he was scared of those fucking tigers.
Yeah.
He was a fake, trying to be something he wasn't. Probably didn't even know much about the tiger. Here's another thing. Turns out that wasn't his voice on those music videos. He can't sing.
I suspected as much.
He can't sing.
Because even when I was like listening to the song, I'm like, that doesn't sound anything like his speaking voice, which some people have that, but I was kind of like suspicious. And then I looked it up later and it's not him singing.
It's not him singing.
So yeah, I told him.
Fake ass motherfucker.
That's what
I mean. Now he's a fake lion tamer. He's a fake fucking... he called himself a zoo owner, I guess. He's also a fake
singer. But that's
the
thing. Sometimes, like, people like that are really outrageous and over the top and stuff like that, it's because they're overcompensating for something, which I definitely think was the case. And it's like, some psychiatrist needs to get in on that, like, figure out what the fuck is going on there.
AMC is going through the motions of filing for bankruptcy. Got a lot of people thinking, oh, no, they're going to pull through. Somebody's going to... I don't think so. What they're going to do is they're going to let AMC die. And then another company can go through there and fucking buy up pieces of AMC during liquidation. That way you don't have to fucking carry that $5 billion of debt that AMC has. I still kind of think that's the end of the movie theater. I think that's the end of the fucking studio model.
Or the multiplex. Anyway,
the multiplexes. Yeah. I think AMC will come back maybe in little pieces and it'll be smaller. You know what I mean? Like people will buy up pieces of it and rename it. But I think AMC's gone. And then some people are thinking, well, studios will buy it. Studios can't buy it. There's a bunch of laws preventing it.
Well, because that would almost be not necessarily like a monopoly, but it would be something kind of like that. Because you're controlling like the distribution and the public kind of thing.
I think that whole studio theater model is obsolete. They don't want to hear that because they're like, well, digital on demand, you can't make enough money. Yes, you can. You can make a lot of money. Just don't spend so much money making a fucking movie.
Well, yeah, I mean, like they said, just don't make a $300 million movie and you won't have that problem.
They're fucking totally stupid, you know? But
just make a lot of $10 million movies. Yeah.
But, you know, the reason why they're doing that is they're laundering money and they're fucking paying, they're doing weird shit with all their friends. It's organized crime, if you ask me, if you really look into it. That's what they're really doing. There's no reason to make a fucking $300 million movie and then struggle to make, you know, money back on it. That's just dumb. You know, I mean, there's got to be another reason why they're doing that. They must be laundering money. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Because then they complain when they don't make $1 billion. Like, we lost our asses. Well, then why'd you fucking make it?
Yeah.
You know, that was such a long shot. So I don't believe what they say. There's ulterior motives and all that. Make a bunch of little movies, you know, but they don't want to do that. They got debts to pay and they got to pay all these mansions. Fuck them, man. Let them fucking collapse. They've been doing that for generations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've been fucking running that shit into the ground. They can't come up with anything new. Let little guys do it.
Yeah.
These movies we've been watching on Xbox are fucking better than a lot of these big movies that they want to make us watch.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, some of them look really stupid, but it's like the ones that we've actually paid to watch have actually been quite good.
Yeah. VFW. VFW was good. The Dare was good. You know, a lot of that shit's fucking really good. And they didn't, AMC didn't show it in the theater, in our theater.
Yeah, might have been showed elsewhere. I don't really know.
But not here.
Not around here.
Wasn't. So fuck them.
Another thing, too, I recently, just today, got an email from YouTube. And apparently, because I guess the bigger channels, like if you had over like 50,000 or 100,000 subscribers or something, you could do something called YouTube memberships, which was essentially like a Patreon model where you could have people pay like $5 a month and give them like extra YouTube content or like things like that.
Hmm.
Well, I got an email today that said that I was eligible to do that, even though I don't even think we have 10,000 subscribers, but they said, yeah, we're expanding it out like for more users. And we thought maybe you would like to do it. So I don't know. It's like, I might be able, I don't know. I might enable it just to see. Yeah, and you know, if anybody wants doesn't want to go through Patreon,
you can go in through that.
Then
way.
You can go. I mean, I haven't decided yet. I haven't done it yet because I haven't decided like what, because you have to do perks and stuff like that, like you do on Patreon.
Okay.
They suggest that you do. You can make your little. You can make little little emojis, like your little custom emojis and little badges and things that people can have that they can comment with. You can do like members only community posts. You can do members only videos, just like you can do on Patreon.
Yeah.
So I figured maybe, you know, like I said, I'll think about like what kind of perks we got to do, because we might end up having to do like short extra videos and shit like that.
We'll do similar to what we do with Patreon members, you know. Now I have run into a problem with some people said, hey, I didn't get a shirt. You didn't get a shirt because you didn't answer. What size do you want? We'll send out a fucking email to all our patrons, you know, when shirt time comes up, asking them what size they want.
Yeah.
If you don't ever answer, and we probably maybe, what, 20% of them don't answer.
Yeah.
If you don't answer, you don't get the shirt.
Yeah, because okay. I don't want to send, like, the wrong size.
They send you the wrong size, and they're
and
like,
and some people, too, particularly on Patreon, even though usually if you're a $20 and over patron, you know, I've asked that you put your mailing address in there, but some people haven't or have chosen not to.
So
it's like,
them.
Then I was like, you know, so then I'll say, hey, hot size, and like, let me know if your what your address is so I can send it. And then every now and then, like, people don't answer. Yeah. And it's like, I can't, like, I do try to send stuff to people's regular email and their Patreon. Yeah. Thing and everything like that. And if you don't answer after a little while, it's like we just have to start getting on it.
We just assume you don't give a shit. Some people won't give a shit about a shirt. I can understand that.
Yeah, which, you know, that's fine too. It's just kind of like, you know, I'm just saying I don't want people getting like upset if they didn't
answer. Like we're ripping you off or something. Rob is like, I never got my shirts. And I said, because you never answered the damn email. He came back and goes, yeah, I guess I did.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If you don't answer, I'm just going to assume like that you don't, because I don't know. I don't remember. I have like a lot of information, like, and we have like a lot of patrons who need shirts, and also people that send me money on PayPal and stuff like that. And I try to get them a shirt too, if they send me enough money. And so it's a lot of people to keep track of. So I don't remember like from, you know, from time to time, like what size like you got last time or so, you know, I can't remember like all of that stuff. So it's, you know what I mean? I have a million things going on. But it's the thing about it is that
if you're a patron and you ever get fucked over, just contact us.
We'll I mean, we're behind now because, you know,
all this shit happened. We're
because
behind.
All this shit happened and we can't get to Michael's. We get, and even like the site that I order shirts from is like, you know, their shit's kind of like mostly closed down and their shit's all behind. So we haven't been able to go out and get new supplies and make new ones.
There's going to be a shirt day coming up soon.
But as soon as we like get that, because I still got to finalize a new design and everything like that. But I was just like saying about, I might do that YouTube membership thing. I'll just figure out, maybe I can do like early access on there too, just like I do with Patreon and give people the link. I can do like, you know, just, we can do just like fun little extra videos to put on there that only
and we bought a DMX. We bought a DMX and bought some lights. We're going to get some background, colored background. We're going to do a giallo lighting back here.
Yeah, we got
I don't
some
like the way it looks back there.
Going in the background.
I don't like
give
the
it some atmosphere.
It looks too boring, so I'm going to give it some atmosphere.
Well, that is like a million times better than like the closet door, which is because we turned everything around like in the office. So we moved the
desk. We got lights in here. You know, damn, studio lights. We're going to set up more stage lights and stuff in the back. Make it look better.
We get like red and green and blue.
Yeah.
And also
we'll figure out a way to light us a little bit better too.
Because
everybody's talking about how fucking pale we look. We don't look this honkyish in person.
I do.
We don't. Yeah, she does. It's just the color of this room and the way the light's bouncing around in here. You know what I mean? We look very pale, but it's not actually like that.
I think it's accurate. I am actually this pasty, but I do actually go outside.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know it. But but I think that's probably all. Did we say yesterday that you made like a really, really fucking kick-ass curry?
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
don't know
we should about say that. About
I'm making
that.
Another one right now. It's not really curry. I'm making that damn chassis. What the fuck? What this is?
What the fuck? I don't know.
I forgot what it's called.
Yeah,
it's,
he makes really good Indian
peas
food.
And potatoes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. So we haven't made it in a long time, and
I might
guess
put chicken in it.
Yeah, we don't have like a shit ton of meat, I guess, because like, you know, this because of the fucking shortages and whatnot, or just
well,
go to
I got
the store
meat,
and they
it's mostly canned.
Yeah, and it's like, so yesterday he was like, man, we got like a couple cans of chickpeas that have been in there for,
yeah,
I don't know how it's long.
Got a bunch of white potatoes.
Got a bunch of white potatoes and shit like that. Yep. We didn't have any cream. We didn't have nothing. But it's like he put together this really, yeah, really good like chickpea and potato curry.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
And we just had some like early. It's because Indian food gets better like over, yeah, subsequent. It's good. It's really good the first day.
Yeah, but like then second, third day.
The second and third day, it just gets, yeah, better and better as all the spices kind of like cohere, yeah, and stuff like that. I'm making you guys hungry, aren't I?
Yeah. I gotta go, yeah, I gotta go stir the pot.
Oh yeah. He's okay. So he's, yeah, making another one. It's another Indian, yeah, dish today. So he's gotta go figure that, yeah, out. So hope you guys are doing okay out there, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.